Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
If you missed the twist on Beat the Bank, we're going to give you a chance at safe deposit boxes this time around.
Wow.
So he might announce a dollar amount and then go into safe deposit box. If you say stop there, we're going to give you a choice of three.
Box number one, box number two, box number three.
Whichever one you pick, you get whatever's inside of it. Could be worth as much as $3,000 in cash and prizes or
could
nothing.
It could be a fingernail file.
So one of them's empty.
It's got to
be something.
It's something, but something.
Like maybe Big Al's gumball machine
maybe.
Or something.
Yeah. But no. It's not because it's out here right now.
Don't worry about gumball machine.
Why don't you put some fresh gumballs in it at least?
Okay. Those gumballs are gross.
It tastes like dirt.
Okay.
If you're going to keep it, at least make it something good, like peanut M&Ms or something. Okay.
It doesn't even turn into gum. It just turns into powder.
Dust.
No, it tastes like gum that's already been chewed for a long time.
Big Al, I saw that you did a Facebook Live video this weekend.
Yeah, Kelly.
In honor of Kelly.
Kelly did her three-hour stint, so I did one as well.
I watched about a minute and a half, and that's all I could make it, Al. He's literally filming himself walking.
I was.
The number one question was, why is he limping?
And I wasn't limping.
That's his
I'm black.
Swag.
That's swagger walk,
I'm
right?
Black. That's how I walk.
Yeah.
I'm black people walk like that.
You better fix that, that limp.
What'd we miss on the
nothing.
On the live? I didn't watch it.
He left his car at the bar. He was responsible after St. Patty's Day
Which
drinking.
Which is good.
So he was walking back. It's not that far.
Yeah, it's a mile. So it's a mile walk. Yeah.
And he literally is filming himself.
Walking.
Yeah. Walking.
He told us he drank green beer and brown tequila, and that's where I tuned out.
It was the most, but I was
that's
bored.
As far as I made it.
I know people watching it
that's
were
why,
bored.
Yeah.
I was even bored.
My Facebook Live wasn't stimulating for 3 hours in the middle of the night.
Right.
But I was keeping night owls up.
Yeah, your TSL was about 20 minutes, Kelly,
right.
Per person. Yeah,
that's
your
pretty
time
good.
Spent listening. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
My wife watched most of your video, Al, which
she
was
did.
Weird. Yeah, I was in the bathroom, and then I hear Al's voice. I'm like, what's Al doing up here?
Well, thank you, Kenzie. We said today is International Day of Happiness.
Oh, yeah.
Today, so do something happy. I don't know what we're really supposed to do, but I will tell you the happiest countries. I'll tell you the top 10 happiest countries in the world. Number 10, Sweden, followed by Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Netherlands, Finland, Switzerland, Iceland, Denmark, and Norway.
Dang, North Korea didn't make the cut, huh?
No. So it looks like the blonde white people are happier. Right, Kelly? Because these are all countries that are...
Norwegian.
In
the top five.
Blonde hair, blue eyed people.
Yeah. Finland, Switzerland, Iceland.
In America.
Where are we at?
The United States is number 14.
Not bad.
After Austria and Costa Rica. And the number 20 happiest country is Chile.
I don't know how they're happy in Costa Rica. It's so buggy. I loved it
the
there.
Mosquitoes.
I went for vacation once. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when I was there, I mean, I get eaten alive. If there's a mosquito, there's something about it, you know,
uh-huh.
I just attract them.
Yeah.
But I loved it, but I got eaten alive.
Really?
They have special bug spray there that they don't sell over here. You know, like,
it's
a different country, mm-hmm. like, and not FDA approved in the United States,
yeah.
but like more potent. Oh, yeah, I even use that stuff. But I mean, I have scars from bites on my ankles from being
wow.
out there. Yeah.
I got sand fleas once.
Sand fleas.
Yeah,
I got
Mexico,
those.
Yeah.
Those
yeah,
are the worst.
Yeah, but I got those in South Carolina, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I sat in a bed
sand
of them.
Sand fleas are rough for
oh.
weeks.
Yeah.
Got behind my knees.
They burrow in your skin,
yeah.
I think.
Awful.
Yeah,
awful.
Oh, it's the worst. They have non-FDA approved. You got to bring
know.
That back over
that's
here.
Exactly. I did. I brought some back. I don't know if that's what it is, but for whatever reason, they don't sell it here.
Yeah.
Speaking of happy and not happy, this guy, let me tell you what happened at the bar this weekend. So I'm sitting here trying to have my... JC, when you come to the bar, I do two or three things on Saturday night. I sing happy birthday to everybody.
Yep.
And I'll do my little bachelorettes come up, and I sing a song for the bachelorettes. Then I tell everybody to hold hands, and I sing Lean On Me, right?
Yeah, it's a great moment of the night.
It's got to sing along.
Everybody gets together.
Everybody getting along.
So you're singing different
yeah,
songs.
Yeah.
But everybody in the bar usually sings and stands up.
It's a really cool moment.
Yeah, right? Feel
and,
good.
And so we're holding hands. We're singing Lean On Me. And so right in front of the stage, Kirk is even there. Kirk just lost his mom. I'm holding Kirk's hand. And right in front of me, two dudes get up like they're about to fight. Like, right in front of
me. Lean On Me.
Lean On Me.
Why are they mad?
I don't know. I just told these, I just said, hey, everybody, let's hold hands. I'm singing. And so these guys, and I'm like, lean on me, security. When you're not strong, throw these two guys out. And he had to usher them out while we're singing Lean On Me. It was the most surreal thing about, I was like, this is the happiest time of my Saturday night.
Yeah.
And they're ruining it.
Yes. Trying to get into a squabble.
Now, did you ever find out why? I always wonder why people get in fights at bars.
I don't know, JC.
It's the dumbest reasons every time. You stepped on my new Jordans.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. I wasn't concerned with it. I just wanted to get them out. Ruin my night.
Were they sitting at the same table and everything?
I didn't see them until they were,
got like, face squared up.
Yeah, so I don't know where they came from. There's two guys. I thought we're singing Lean On. I was mad and I was hurt.
Maybe one of them was like, your girlfriend leaned on me.
He said hold hands. He didn't say hold my woman's hand.
Man.
I don't know what happened.
That's the first fight during Lean On Me of all time.
Yes.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
Yes, I don't think so either.
But what is... Speaking of people that were happy and then probably not very happy, there's a story that came out. You know, proposals are supposed to be extremely romantic, right?
Usually.
Kelly's, yours was great.
It's a complete surprise. It was perfect.
Yeah. Yours was pretty romantic, too, Jennifer.
Yeah, mine was okay. I'd give it a 5.
Yours, Jenna?
Oh, yours was way up there.
I forgot to get on my knee.
Jenna's I'm just deleted the last 5 years of my life.
Yeah. Then there's those, you know? So this dude... And now this is going to go along the lines of you wanting to climb a mountain. You may want to change your mind after this.
Uh-oh.
Because this guy decided to propose on a mountain peak. And when you do that, you got to think about the practical stuff, like maybe don't do it in 90-degree heat in Arizona. Because this couple from Ohio, who's probably not used to that weather.
Shout out.
George and Katie were on vacation in Arizona last Thursday. George decided he wanted to propose at the top of Camelback Mountain in Phoenix, which is about 3,000 feet high.
Okay. A little more than
half
mile.
Yeah, people love Camelback Mountain. I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah, a lot of people post their pictures of the hike, right?
Yeah.
So they hiked all the way to the top together.
Okay.
He popped a question.
Yeah.
She said yes.
Yay. What could go wrong?
Exactly. Right after the proposal, Katie started hyperventilating.
Oh, she's probably so excited.
Her muscles cramped up.
Oh, no. Oh,
she turned out to be very dehydrated and overheated from the hike.
Oh.
So George had to call 911. And then the helicopter had to fly in, and she was airlifted out of there.
Oh.
Luckily, she's okay.
Okay, good.
That was an expensive proposal then.
It doesn't stop there.
Oh.
Because after they rescued her, someone realized that poor George's heart rate was a little too high to walk back down the mountain. So the helicopter had to make a U-ey.
Why didn't he just go with him the first time?
I'm going to take my fiance in a helicopter and leave me up there.
Maybe it's more expensive if two people riding it, you know?
But don't you get to go with your loved one?
I thought you got to ride with them, but I don't know. Maybe his insurance and coverage.
Oh, man. He's got some new coverage.
Yeah,
that's
so
not very
that.
Happy. That's not very happy on International Day of Happiness.
Poor guy.
Did you see the guy, the soccer player, that won a soccer tournament? This is in Africa, I believe. They're interviewing him. I think we have audio of this. He thanked his wife.
Yeah.
And he thanked his girlfriend.
Apparently that's culturally
from
acceptable.
Ghana.
Really?
Yeah. He was
We got the audio right here.
And I appreciate my fans also. My wife and my girlfriend. My wife. Yeah, sorry to say. I'm so sorry, my wife. Listen, I love you so much. I love you so much from my heart. Yeah? Oh. So must keep on supporting me and thanks.
Oh. Not culturally acceptable.
Yeah. My wife and my girlfriend.
He narked on himself.
Thank my wife and my girlfriend. Oh, I mean my wife.
Now, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's give him, maybe he's referring, maybe it's a new wife and he's just so used to calling her girlfriend that he slipped up.
No, that was an and.
No,
that's the way I would spin it if I was him.
I would love to have been a fly
that
on that wall.
My girlfriend's so pumped she got a shout out.
Baby, did you see the game? Don't watch the interview after. No. Go do something else.
Oh, no, I was watching.
Oh,
I was watching. Oh, my whole family was watching.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened more often.
That's awful.
With all these athletes.
And I appreciate my fans also. My wife and my girlfriend. My wife. Yeah, sorry to say. I'm so sorry, my wife. Listen, I love you so much. I love you so much from my heart. So, keep on supporting me. And thanks.
Oh, that's so bad.
I love you so much.
That's my wife
so
and my awkward. Girlfriend. I mean, my wife only.
I love you. Oh, how much I love you.
Oh, no. Can you imagine if Tiger Woods would have done that too?
Well, he would have a longer list.
Yeah, right. My girlfriend, the one at the coffee
number
shop.
One, number two, number
my wife Elin and my 16 girlfriends.
Yeah, one at each hole on the golf course.
That poor guy.
And I appreciate my friends also, my wife and my girlfriend.
Get these. See, that's why women, you do not have to worry about us cheating because we will bust ourselves.
Well, we have to worry about trying to catch you.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to catch us and hiring private investigators.
Not necessary.
You don't have to do all that.
Sometimes call it your lap.
All you got to do is wait.
They'll do it on national television in Ghana. Why not? We'll give you a chance to thank your wife and your girlfriend when we play Beat the Bank here coming up shortly in about 20 minutes. We'll call out three names. And we talked to Pitbull.
Yeah.
Dolly. Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. We talked to him last week, but he wanted to make an announcement on our show. We had to hold on to it. You know, we had to hold off.
Mm-hmm.
So we will tell you what that announcement Pitbull wanted to make next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll announce three names for Beat the Bank. Yes, it's back today if you didn't hear.
Yep.
Sign up at KidNation.com if you want to play. We'll announce three names. First one to call back happens in 10 minutes.
Yep.
And the first one to call back, it's to play.
Go to KidNation.com. You still got time.
Even if you already signed up before, we're doing it all over again.
Yep.
Starting fresh with the list.
That's right.
Of Beat the Bank players. And Big Al's got a brand new rap for you.
I do. Got all five of them.
Another fellow rapper we talked to last week, Pitbull.
Ho!
He had an announcement to make, and we were having a conversation with him. We were letting him know he was one of the greatest performances
ever in this studio.
In the Canal Side Lounge, man, because he came in with complete band. He brought food, Cuban food, and all that good stuff. So we're paying him a compliment. Why is it not playing?
I don't know.
Hold on one second.
Hit the button.
Hit my buttons real quick. There we go.
First interviews I got to do with the show, and he comes in at 7 o'clock in the morning,
full band.
All your cases of equipment. I think you guys even ordered some special food from a favorite spot.
Oh, he did?
From one of the spots out there, yeah, we sure did.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed the food, too, because, you know.
We do.
Cuban food.
I remember that.
Hey, speaking of if people want to watch you perform live, because I'm telling you, watching Pitbull live is a life-changing experience. I go every single time you're on tour. When are you going to be going out there again for us?
We're going to be hitting the road. Actually, we start the world tour in Asia in May.
Uh-huh.
We'll be doing China, Japan, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia. And then we do the United States. We start in June, which is with Enrique Iglesias. It's the Pit Enrique Live Tour and the Enrique / Pit Live Tour.
Does Asia appreciate this Latin flair like as much as we do here in the States? Does everywhere in the world love the Latin culture?
You know what I love about it is that this music is a universal language. So when I go out there, some people don't even speak English, to be honest with you, and they just start losing their mind. So I think all music, when it comes to around the world, gets people going. And what I love about it most is that it brings everybody together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely get them a little loose when I hit them with a little bit of that Latin lover hip shaking action.
And did I read also, Pitbull, that you're starting to do some stuff with Tony Robbins, like motivational speaking?
Yeah.
I've already opened for him once, and I have another about four or five speaking engagements with Tony. And, you know, Tony's been a big part of my life. When I was young, my mom introduced me into Tony Robbins tapes. And now I get a chance to not only have great conversations with him as a Hollywood star. He gave me the Hollywood star, and now he's giving me an opportunity to take on a new challenge in life and hopefully do the same thing that we've been able to do with music.
Wow.
That's awesome, man.
Change people's lives or just look at, you know, have them look at life from a positive perspective.
Since you're doing that motivational speaking, to take us out, Pitbull, would you give our audience some motivational words?
Oh, a positive thought for the day.
There you go.
Pitbull's positive thought of the day. Make sure you buy climate change.
All right. Well, I'll tell the audience this. As I travel the world, and what I'm seeing is everybody getting addicted to these phones. You know, it's almost like the new dope. And I feel that everybody's taking so many pictures that they're missing the big picture. So with that said, guys, step back and actually look at the life that you're living and enjoy it. Live life. Don't let life live you.
Wow. How about that?
That's Pitbull right there.
Pitbull's positive point.
Smart man.
He looks so effortless when I see him sing. I mean, he's done it for, I think he said 17 years or whatever, however long he's been on stage.
For a while, man.
But he just makes it look so easy. Like, he's just such a natural.
Look. Yeah, just his dancing's cool. It's not like over-the-top dancing, but it's that dancing you wish you could do as a dude.
Yeah. Love him.
This right here is him in studio, by the way. How good he sounds.
we were blown away. It was so early in the morning. He had his sunglasses on and suit.
I would put the top three performances that I've seen in this studio would be Pitbull. Gavin DeGraw,
okay.
Which is my homie, but I still put him at the top of the list. And
Justin from Blue October.
Blue October. That's exactly where I was going.
I wasn't here for that, but Bruno.
Bruno Mars was so
Bruno was kind of one of those in the moment that you were like, he's a big deal.
Ed Sheeran.
Big deal, Ed Sheeran, mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Ed Sheeran just strummed the guitar for the first time and opened his mouth, we all looked at each other like, oh my God, this guy.
Because you never know with people. We're so fortunate that... Well, we're fortunate in a way. Sometimes we don't get them again when they become huge celebrities.
Yeah,
but
we get them on the way
out.
Usually
when they're like one single, they're pushing on the radio, and we're kind of sitting there like, this could go either way.
Yeah. Which is cool, you know, to see them when they're just starting out. Uh-huh. Al, if you were to rank the worst performance of all time, what would you go with?
The worst?
Would you go?
Blue Cantrell.
Blue Cantrell. Yeah. Thank you, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. And Michael Jackson's nephew's three.
Who were those three girls?
Oh, the ones that went off harmony.
Divine,
so bad.
I forget their names. I wish I could think of the name.
Well, Blue Cantrell refused to perform.
Right,
and
she's
then
got one hit and can't sing that.
Yeah. I was dreaming something. Hit him up something style.
Hit him up style, yeah.
And then Michael Jackson's nephews refused to sing. And we're like, well, why are you coming in? And then we had these three girls who sang, but they were a cappella. And then one of them got off key and then never recovered.
It was bad.
But I can't remember their name.
Something divine.
So memorable.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. But those were the ones.
Oh, what about now these guys were fun guys, but they came in after partying all night long.
Oh, this was greatness though. What's their names again? I forgot.
Hinder.
Oh.
So fun. Yeah.
When he gets to the chorus, we're like, oh, that's a very high-pitched song. I don't know. It's very early in the morning.
Here
you go. Here
he goes.
Oh.
Come on, baby.
Come on. So far, so good, right? No, we don't, buddy. Here we go.
I'm mad at it.
But listen, I ain't mad at it.
He went for it.
He was here.
I have the utmost respect for these guys for even trying to hit those notes.
Why was the guitar so off? They were all drunk.
They came in with their bottles.
They were all drunk.
When you're living the rock and roll.
They met all night.
Yeah. I love those kinds of bands, though, because they live like it's an SNL skit of how you would imagine these rock stars would live.
They walked in with one of those big gulp cups. You know which one I'm talking about?
Full of Jack Daniels.
And you walk in, and I'm like, oh, they're hydrating. And then you get a whiff of what's in that cup.
One of them just had an open bottle or something.
Or them.
Jack or something.
I don't know what it was.
I was like, rock and roll, man.
Now, when you drink so much alcohol, it comes out of your pores.
You sweat it.
And it's in your clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, they smelled like hangover.
Oh. And you know what that smells like.
It was great.
It was. I'm not even taking it. It was great.
Who could hit that early in the morning?
It was great.
Oh, you guys, good news. They're coming to town soon. You want to
redo? Yeah.
Had them in. I don't know why we had them in the first time.
They were super dope guys.
They were fun.
They were fun dudes.
Uh-huh.
At this time, tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning.
Okay, Wednesday, not
I got ahead
tomorrow.
Of myself. Yet. Wednesday morning, Big Sean.
Yeah, I went and interviewed Big Sean on Saturday, you guys.
Yeah.
So good, isn't he?
You guys, he is so nice. And, you know, I love some rappers. I love some rap music. But I also hear horror stories about rappers being super high maintenance and not in the mood to do stuff. I mean, you hear it about Drake. You hear it about Lil Wayne.
Who was Khalif?
Yeah. And I'm sitting there and I hear that he has a cold. Mm. And they're telling everyone, like, no hugging Big Sean, no kissing Big Sean. He has a cold. It's the second night of his tour. You guys, he was so nice. He is so humble, so nice. Grew up in Detroit. 4 years younger than me,
His story
and
is so cool.
His story is so cool. His album, his new album is so good. It's called I Decided. It has so many good hits on it. One with Eminem and Jay-Z. It's so good. But anyway, he was super nice. So
Wednesday at this time, Big Sean. Did he work at a radio station before he hit it big? Is that...
No, I mean, from what I asked him, well, I asked him in the interview if Lil Sean knew he was going to be Big Sean. He said from the time he was in fifth grade, sorry, you're going to have to hear this again. From the time he was in fifth grade, he told his teacher, I'm going to be a rapper.
There you go. That's what you want to hear as a teacher right there.
Yeah, right.
No, he was a smart kid. He had like a 3.7 GPA when he graduated. Yeah, but you know, Kanye found him.
Yeah.
And gave him his chance. I don't remember if he worked at a radio station.
Yeah, I think he worked at a radio station and he saw Kanye in the hallway and just said, hey, let me rap for you. And Kanye said, go.
Take your chance.
And Kanye was like, yo, that's pretty good.
Gotta be ready.
Yeah.
Gotta be ready, man.
Speaking of being ready, I hope you're ready.
Yeah.
You signed up. We told you when to listen. Now we're going to call out three names. First one to call us back is going to get to play. Here are the first three names, then I'll give you the phone number.
Okay.
And I apologize if I mess up your name because sometimes we don't know how to say them right. Here you go. Clinton Davis, Megan Hagedorn or Hagedorn, Yvette Mustin, Megan Hagedorn or Hagedorn, Clinton Davis. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now the first one to call gets to play, and there is a little twist this time.
Yeah, man.
You could potentially have a safe deposit box. We don't know. It's up to the banker. When we play Beat the Bank, it's back next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
And I appreciate my fans also. My wife and my girlfriend. Yeah, I mean my wife. Yeah, sorry to say. I'm so sorry, my wife. Listen, I love you so much. I love you so much from my heart. So, must keep on supporting me. And thanks.
Yeah. Whoopsie daisy.
Yeah, whoopsie. Thank you to my wife and my girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, whoops, well, my
least,
wife.
You know what? At least he's polite.
Yeah.
At least.
You know?
You got to be charming to keep that going.
You know, to be a player and rude. That would just be a no-no, but he's a polite player.
He's a romantic cheater.
Oh, there's got to be an explanation, Jay-Z.
No.
If he would have said, love my girlfriend, but it was his wife, that okay, I accidentally called my wife my girlfriend, but he said, my wife and
my girlfriend.
I mean, you can't go back from
that. Caught up in the moment.
Once you're down that road.
Okay, let's play this game.
All right, let's meet our contestant.
All right.
This is exciting because we've got a new twist, and it's going to be interesting to see if the twist happens the first time we play. I don't know.
And listen, if you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We're going to play again an hour from now.
There you go.
We'll play twice a day. But right now, it's all about you, Megan. Hagedorn.
Hi.
Is it Hagedorn or Hagedorn?
Hagedorn.
That was one of our options. We didn't go with it.
So exciting.
How are you doing this morning?
I am doing okay, actually. I am home sick from work, but I was not going to miss this call.
I know, that's right.
What do you have, the flu or something?
Nosy?
I think so. I don't know what it is. It's just I'm really weak and I have no energy.
I'm going to be honest, you don't sound very sick.
Yeah. Well, that's because I'm on the phone talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Ow.
It's adrenaline.
I'm just saying. It's adrenaline.
Yeah.
She's definitely sick,
Al.
Did
she want her to cough or something?
The employer listening in, you might want to go on.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
Oh.
Sound a little sicker.
Yeah, she does.
Hopefully I win so I can pay them.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those.
I believe you're sick.
Yeah. What do you do? What do you do when you're not sick, though? What do you do?
I am a medical biller.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you
sounds
you
exciting.
You send us our bills and stuff?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you send us our bills?
Yes. Yeah. And hospital bills.
Man, I don't get those.
Can't get anything past
most
JC.
People don't.
Well, I don't understand how they work, though.
Well, you get sick, you go to the doctor.
No, because you go, I think my insurance is going to cover way more than it does, and then I get the bill.
Yeah, then 6 months later, I get a bill for $1,000. I'm like, wait, what?
Why do I have insurance?
Or you're like, you said you were sent to collections. I'm like, but I have insurance.
Okay, she just wants to win money, and we're complaining.
Right. So let's explain the new twist.
Yeah, we are. So here's how the game works. Just in case you forgot, Megan, you are going to be inside the vault with the banker, okay? And he's going to be giving you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. Now, the only job you have is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, which could be up to $1,000. But this time around, there's a little twist because somewhere in the middle there, the banker may throw out safe deposit box. If you decide to say stop after the safe deposit box, you will then get to pick between three of the safe deposit boxes that are right in front of Jenna Owens right now.
Mm-hmm.
The one you pick is the one we will open, and whatever is inside, you will get, which could be, it could be up to $3,000 in cash and prizes.
Whoa!
Or it could just be a spider web and
we don't
nothing,
know.
You know?
Gross.
So it's up to you.
You can keep, you know, going past the safety deposit box, or you can stop on it. Either one.
Okay,
if it's so even in the mix.
Stop. Okay, so I can still go after the safety deposit.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just like another dollar amount, except you get what's in that safety deposit box if you yell stop. Otherwise, just let it keep going if you'd rather get the money.
Okay, cool.
But you still run the risk of the vault shutting, so you have to yell stop when you're happy with whatever decision you're going to make.
Okay.
And it is the International Day of Happiness.
Yeah, we want you to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially since you have the flu, you know.
Yep.
We want you to feel better. All right, let's get ready. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$50 $120 $150 $230 $410 Safe deposit box $560 $670
Stop.
Whoa.
$670 for round one of Beat the Bank.
Honest, we were all wanting you to stop in the safety deposit box because we're curious.
Yeah,
but you didn't, so you got $670.
Yay.
Now
that
you think you might,
thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Might be able to make it to work now that you got some money, huh?
Oh, Al, stop it.
Buy some medicine.
Yeah.
Which is what she wants to do. Now, Big Al, you thought it was going to go up to about $750.
I had $750. You didn't ask, so I did not volunteer the information.
Okay.
So.
Just for fun, you already got $670. Let's see how high it would have gone, Megan.
Okay.
$690 $780
Ooh.
There you go. Ooh. Wow.
You got most of it, Megan.
Yep.
You got most of it.
Good job.
Woohoo! Thank you guys so much. Oh my gosh, I'm shaking so bad.
You are welcome, and thank you for playing.
Yeah,
our very first contestant this round, this cycle of Beat the Bank.
So congratulations. The cycle, yes.
Okay,
thank you,
Tyra.
Megan, hold on first. We'll get you all set up with your $670.
Yay!
Megan got signed up at KidNation.com. I've been telling you that your best chances are probably the first few times we play.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes we all like to procrastinate and not sign up right on time. So
this is the best time to sign up right now. We're going to play again in about 40 minutes.
Yeah, we will.
All right.
Did you guys want to hear the performance that Alan and I had for Kelly yesterday?
Just for me, yes. Well, yesterday was JC's birthday.
I love that Big Al got ousted from the band.
Yeah.
No, he's still in the Don Cheadles.
Oh, this is an offshoot group.
Okay.
We call this a jam sesh.
This is JC's passion project away from the Don Cheadles.
Yeah.
Are we going to get back together?
Yeah, no, we're still together. Yeah.
We've been talking about having JC and Kenzie over with the kids to let the kids all play, do a cookout, and bring your guitar. Well, it happened to be JC's birthday yesterday. We all happened to be free, so come over and let's do this.
All right.
And I actually had to encourage, I mean, Alan brought his guitar. He's like, yeah, but I don't know if JC really wants me to bring it out. I'm like, no, JC wants you to bring it out. JC came in with his guitar. So I finally got them to sit down and play.
Okay.
And it was fun watching you kind of like, they were trying to pick out stuff and
figure it out
together.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing.
Very hot.
Alan's very humble when it comes with anything he does. But when he does it, he turns out to be really good at it.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, man, I just kind of picked up the guitar here and there and I learned a couple songs. And then he starts picking away. Doing like Metallica.
Wow.
Because he's very excited. We're going to go see them this summer.
Yeah, he self-taught like you, or did he actually have some training?
Yeah, he's self-taught.
Wow.
He taught himself.
That's pretty impressive, though. I got to give him to him.
Unlike me, I went and looked at videos and stuff and learned chords and all that.
He's done that, too, I'm sure.
Yes, okay.
I'm sure he has.
That's still self-taught.
Yeah, but you're just picking songs
right.
And then learning the song.
But he's so good that he can listen to a song and then start figuring it out without actually going online.
That's cool.
I have to go online.
So what'd you guys play?
So he started doing a little Metallica, and he taught me how to play along with him. And this is what it sounded like. it out.
Watch the video on KTV.
Look at Gracie smiling.
I'm so happy.
Your face out.
Then it kind of all falls apart. That's all I got.
We only got the front.
You guys sound good, or is that Alan?
It's both of us. I'm just doing. I'm doing the hammering, and he's doing the lead
melody. I guess. Good. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
So that's the real one right there, right?
Yeah. We sound like the album.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I love your guys' confidence.
Yeah, they're very. They were playing some Wonderwall, and what else were y'all doing?
We did a little Ed Sheeran.
Al, you hear that? They're doing like different songs.
I'm trying to describe how I feel right now.
Are you jealous?
I feel kind of like one of those guys that's in a group. And yeah. The one guy goes off to do another group, and then the other guy, I feel like, I don't know, who do I feel like, Kelly?
Well, Al, how would you have contributed to that jam session?
I could have been there. Vocals, baby, vocals.
Okay, then okay, sing it. How does it go?
I don't know the words to that.
Sleep with one eye open.
I ain't rich.
No.
But
no,
now I
only know the one
be.
Song.
Yeah.
Working like, no.
You're like our Joey Fatone.
With me.
Al, or you could look at it like you're the Camila Cabello, and you could like go do your own thing.
Do your own thing.
You left them.
Adam Levine went off and did a project by himself.
You can't leave me. I leave you.
Yeah.
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 What are you working on, Al?
Yeah, I'm working on a new project. Oh, it's going to be big, too. It's going to be big.
I didn't leave you.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I just want to let you know that there are options out
there.
Go ahead.
What?
The way you treat me sometimes.
Go ahead. And with little Alan. You and little Alan get your little group. All right.
I don't know why it made me so happy.
Why is he little Alan?
Yeah. He's big Alan.
You and little Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
He sang me for He's a Jolly Good Fellow. He did.
Oh, okay.
He sang me Happy Birthday. Kelly got me a cake.
Yes.
And then.
I didn't bake it.
Nanny Laura, Emma Kelly's nanny, is my hero. Because my son is one of those kids that likes to bring a toy.
And the kids these days, the toys are so tiny. Yeah. But they're so attached to them, these little nothings.
Remember when our toys used to be the size of like our forearm? You know, impossible to lose.
Yeah.
Now they're tiny. They're the size of like your pinky. And he brings this dang Batman toy with a missile launcher. And the missile launched. And there was a dang meltdown when we were trying to leave because my son lost it in Kelly's massive estate.
Yes.
Yeah, you're like looking for a piece of rice.
Yeah, you'd never find that in the Raspberry Manor.
What is it, a needle in a haystack?
Yes.
This is what it was. I spent about half the time looking for this dang missile, and I leave, and within 2 minutes, I get a text from Nanny Laura with a picture of the missile. She found it. So
first place she looked.
Crisis averted.
Oh, we also have to shout out to your wife for that arroz con leche. Is that right?
Yeah.
So good.
She's so sweet. She went out and got all the stuff and then brought it over to Kelly's house and made a mess.
It's okay. We got it.
I had a great weekend. Jenna, you want to come over and sing some songs with me at my house?
Nah.
Y'all can work something out.
You know what we were thinking of doing?
Like Chris from the Backstreet Boys.
Why don't we once a month get together at one of our houses?
Yeah,
and do
bonding
like a dinner
outside of work.
Yeah. That sounds great. Mine's not childproof.
That's fine.
Okay. So you can't bring your kids.
Yeah. I got two. If I lose one, it's fine.
No, you can't bring your kids.
No, we can bring the kids.
Nah.
They play with your pug.
Jenna wants to have an adult type party.
Yeah.
Adult theme.
Okay, we can do that as well.
Okay, cool.
All right. Go sign up at KidNation.com if you want to play for a round two of Beat the Bank. We'll be doing that shortly. And Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah?
What?
He's joined the Flat Earth Club.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you'll get to hear. Yeah, we'll play that next for you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Getting a lot of text messages about Beat the Bank. By the way, congratulations to Megan, who won $670.
Okay.
Mostly, can y'all say what's in the box if they don't pick it?
No.
Do we get to hear the safety deposit box every time? That one is, no, this is all random, so you might not get a safety deposit box. But right. We're not going to open them up because...
Then you know what's in it.
Then you're going to know what's in it, you know? We got to keep them close.
And we don't know.
There's only three, and then we even mixing around, we don't want to know what's in it yet.
Right. We'll let you know how high it goes afterwards, you know, because we only have that one particular turn.
And the safety deposit is... the safety deposit boxes are numbered
1, 2, 3.
And you get to choose 1, 2, or 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say they choose three.
Yep.
Is that one completely off the table for the duration of the contest, or we put another prize
in it? We'll put something different.
There's always going to be three.
Just in case the banker decides to do another safety deposit box action.
Yeah. But it's not going to happen every time we play. It's random.
It's random. It's all random. You could potentially have it, or maybe not.
We're learning, too, people.
Yeah.
We're all learning together.
At this time tomorrow morning, the Power Rangers in studio.
Whoa.
Yeah, they stopped by to chat with us, all of them, actually. All
this
five
is exciting.
Of them. Yeah.
This is going to be a huge movie or a colossal bust. It's one of those, you know? It could go either way.
I think it's going to be colossal based on the excitement.
A colossal hit.
Yeah.
Right. And we had the actors in, not in costume.
Well, there was a couple
there
people
was,
in costume.
Yeah, not
you.
Yeah. Now, speaking. Oh, go ahead. Playing yeah.
But when I saw the previews for this in the movie theater, they didn't tell you it was Power Rangers until the very end.
Yeah.
I'm like, this movie looks really cool. What is it? And then it's like, that's Power Rangers.
And if you've never watched Power Rangers, this is supposed to be like the origin story. So like how they got started, how they got their powers.
Was there a toxic spill?
No.
Oh.
No.
I didn't watch Power Rangers. My
the
extent
either.
Of my knowledge is go Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's about all I know.
The villain Rita is back. She was the bad person in the old one, so she's back in the movie.
Okay.
Bryan Cranston is voicing in this movie as well.
Well, is he? He voiced the original some of the bad villains.
But
is he back in the movie?
In this, right?
Yeah, he plays the computer, like the Zorn.
Okay.
Their
one of the characters we found out was named
Zord.
After Bryan Cranston because he was
yeah.
the people loved mm-hmm. working with him so much.
Billy Cranston, the Blue mm-hmm. Ranger, that character is named after Bryan Cranston.
Is Zord like the Charlie in Charlie's Angels?
Yeah. He tells them stuff.
Or like the Wizard.
Gives them their missions and
okay.
stuff, from what I remember back in the day.
I'm about to be the stepmom to little boys, and so I guess I'm going to learn.
That's
yeah.
right.
My son is all pumped. I'm going with him.
I'm wondering if the real life version might be too scary for them.
It's a little bit darker, but it's still the Power Rangers, and they're still out there whooping butt.
Yeah.
You know?
Speaking of whooping butt,
yeah.
Beauty and the Beast whooped some butt.
It did.
Yeah, it did.
We'll talk about that in the Showbiz Top 5.
Didn't maybe see it yet?
No, I didn't get around to going.
Mm. What was your big birthday weekend?
Yeah. I'm going to take Chloe, though, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants to go get a Belle dress. And she wants me to dress up like the Beast, but I don't know if I'm going
to
do that.
I'm glad I went to the screening before all that started happening.
Yeah,
it's really cute though. Seeing dads dressed up taking
daddy
their daughter girls.
Dates.
Oh,
that's
it is really cute.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Let's skip ahead a little bit, JC. Since you're talking about your daughter,
yep,
she's 15. She says, "Dad, I think it's time for my first tattoo."
Not 15?
No.
I'm asking.
No.
Okay.
Can you do that even? Is that legal if you go with
if
your parents?
If a parent signs off on it, yeah.
Yeah, because I got my belly button pierced at 14.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a tattoo, though.
Yeah,
I mean, that's really big.
You have to. Yeah. I had to have my mom with me.
How I think an ethical tattoo artist would refuse. I would hope.
Some
even with a parent sitting there.
Some say no, you're too young because you changed so much from 15 to 20 that what you might get at 15
18 is 18. The
18
age
is a legal
you can
age.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, then it's. I
then
can't,
if she wants
then
to get some dude's name tattooed on her, she can.
Oh.
That's the thing, because the kids normally find
that's
a way
a
to go do it without the parent.
That's a double.
Oh, no.
Kelly's been asking me about tattoos because Alan is in his mid-40s.
And he thought about it
for years and years.
Yeah.
This was a huge decision that it took, but he would discourage someone doing it at 18 or 20. He would discourage that because, yeah, you have to really know that's what you want.
My first one, even though it's the one I love the most, my first one was when I was 18, and it was... I don't hate the tattoo. I hate how I got it and who I got it from.
It wasn't a quality tattoo.
No. It was, I believe me and my buddies were at the beach and we're super broke college students. And I saw this one guy sitting there tattooing a girl.
On the beach.
No gloves. So we walked up to him because we were all in the market for getting tattoos. And based on what we had researched,
would be a bottle of tequila.
No,
that was your research?
I was 18. We couldn't drink. So we had researched and realized that tattoos were too expensive. So we went up to this guy and said, "Hey, man, how much do you charge?" And he basically said, "How much you guys got?" And I said, "I had $40 on me." And so I gave him $40. We drove him to my buddy's garage. And he started working on my tattoo.
Crazy.
Then he started working on my other buddy's tattoo and said he had to go take a nap And then we never saw him again. So he never finished anybody else's tattoo.
Honestly, though, I'm in the same boat as JC. I waited till I was out of college to get something small.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did because my best girlfriend, Mackenzie, has a tattoo that's like on her lower left hip. And she hates it.
Right.
Because it wasn't like done very well. And all she does is like she wants to hide it. She wants to get rid of it. I mean, anyone I know that got a tattoo when they were in high school or too young to get a tattoo hates it now.
I had to get mine redone and retouched to where I finally liked it. But
you also need to research the tattoo artist. Don't just randomly, let's go get some shots and go get tattoos tonight. No.
I told you guys I went with my best guy friend in high school. He was like a year older. So I think he was 17 or 18. He was borderline old enough to do it. And we went to get him a tattoo. And it was at the time that the Chinese symbols were really popular. So he wanted to get, and he was such a good guy. He wanted to get like friendship, loyalty, and one other. I forget.
Water.
He got it down. Yeah, water.
Because why not, right?
No, this is worse, Kelly. So he gets it down the center of his back and the tattoo. I mean, it was like a legit tattoo shop. I'm sitting in there with another friend. We're watching. We come home. And he's like, Jenna, hold up this piece of paper. Hold up this piece of paper and like tell me what order he did the three in. Like,
read
it. I have them written out. I hold up the piece of paper and I'm going, I'm turning it because it doesn't match up. And then I realized he did it mirror. He flipped it with the screen print. It was flipped. So his tattoo down his back means nothing. Flipped.
Oh, my God.
It's a mirror tattoo. So the mirror, it looks good?
Yes.
Okay, so that's good.
So his back, when he's looking at his back in the mirror. Yeah.
That's the only time.
Terrible.
It should make sense to him.
Yeah.
But it might even be in Asia.
So just wait. Yeah.
And research.
Research.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Because how are we going to know in the shop that it didn't make sense? They're Chinese symbols. I don't speak
Take
that.
Take someone with you trust. That's sober.
Backwards water tattoo.
Every time. Now I have a trusted artist. And I research my stuff before I get it done, and I make sure I'm going to love it.
Well, now you got Alan to design your new tattoo if you want to.
I'll probably have to get an Alan tattoo now.
Y'all are so tight.
Oh, you have to.
That we're in a band together.
Group together.
Maybe y'all can get matching tattoos. You can be buddies.
You got me over here feeling like DJ Jazzy Jeff.
What if we get Metallica tattoos?
Because you played a chord?
What if we get a Sandman?
I've never heard you talk about being in a Metallica.
I don't. Now I am all about Metallica. Metallica's my favorite band now. I'm all about it. Uh-huh. Al, we're still... Don Cheadle's are intact, sir.
You're Will Smith and I'm DJ Jazzy Jeff. You're leaving me.
First of all, thank you.
You're leaving me.
Thank you.
It's always something happening with two talented... Well, one talented person is going to be more talented than the other, and then they go off and do their own thing, and the other person just here.
Look me in the eyes.
I'm just
Hold on
here.
A second.
I'm a little hurt. I'm going to be honest with you.
Look me in the eyes.
I'm a little hurt.
Look me in the eyes.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
You, sir.
See, you can't
what?
Even...
You are my everything.
Oh, my gosh.
You were my first band member. And I will never leave you.
Yes.
Unless I get a really good job somewhere else. Yeah. But it's not going to happen because I'm not that good.
No, you're pretty good, dude.
So you and I are together forever. Attached at the hip.
Like Jack and Rose?
Yes. Jack and the Rose. That would be our band name, Jack and the Rose.
Well, we have a name.
The Door. Which, by the way, he could have fit on.
He could.
He could have fit on. That's another argument.
That's another argument for another time.
Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal, speaking of arguments,
what's this dude up to besides selling Gold Bond and Buicks?
This is getting more and more friction and traction, this argument about the Earth. And it's getting picked up by professional athletes all over the place.
Now, the first time I heard this was like Sherry Shepherd on The View. Mm-hmm. It was like her first week, and she said something about the Earth being flat.
Yep.
And she got skewered. And of course, she came back, I think, and tried to backpedal and say, now I know better.
Yeah.
But apparently, this is really picking up steam.
Yeah, B.O.B. went on a rant about it.
Yeah, and then Kyrie Irving from the Cavaliers?
Cavs. Yeah. And I think B.O.B. said his proof was because he's gone really in high buildings.
Yeah.
Or he's just
been
really high.
And the horizon never curves.
Never does.
It always stays flat, no matter how high he's gone in a building.
Even on airplanes, he says it does not curve.
What about the photos from space? Do they just say all that stuff's fake?
Yeah. That's the government covering it up. They say there's
But why is there a need for a government cover-up?
I don't know. So maybe there's a cool land out there with cool animals and dinosaurs that we are not privy to.
So they're saying
what, on
that
the bottom
could...
side.
One of my favorite arguments, because I looked up some arguments on YouTube of people trying to prove that the Earth is flat.
Yeah, what are some of the better ones?
My favorite one was a guy that said, "Look, if the Earth is really rotating and moving, how come when I jump, I land in the same spot?" And that didn't.
It's a very valid point.
You know,
that would be gravity.
You know, you would think the Earth, if it's moving, I would land about 2-3 millimeters away from where I jumped. Yeah. I don't know, but that was the biggest argument.
So, are they saying that you could actually fall off of the edge of the Earth? Is that what they're saying?
Some say, yeah. There's an end, and apparently it's fenced off.
I better be careful.
It's fenced
that's
off
not true.
By
the government. I mean, there's places you can go that's like technically the end of the world.
I don't remember if it's Antarctica.
Where do they
or
think
if
the
it's
fences?
Up north. I think down. In the bottom of the Earth.
Is it close to the wall?
No, not to the wall.
The wall's on this side of the edge?
No, okay. That's going to be ours. Which, by the way, there's three requirements for that wall. I don't
know if you guys know. So we have Shaq ranting about
it? Yeah, what does Shaq have to say?
Okay,
I
guess so.
What did you make of the Kyrie stuff?
It's true.
What?
The Earth is flat.
Yeah. Shaq, what are you talking about?
The Earth is flat.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. There's three ways to manipulate the mind. What you read, what you see, and what you hear.
Okay. Conspiracies.
In school, first thing they teach us is, Columbus discovered America. But when he got there, it was some fair-skinned people with the long hair smoking out of peace pipes. So what does that tell you? Mm-hmm. Columbus didn't discover America.
He found where some other people already lived.
I drive from coast to coast, and the shit's flat to me. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Why did he bring in Columbus?
He's just saying we're fed lies in school.
Well, Columbus
so
is not
driven
a good
from coast to coast
in a Buick.
America.
In a Buick,
it's pretty flat, except around Colorado, it gets pretty rocky.
I can't even.
So how do they explain water and stuff? Like,
I don't know.
And they think all the pictures from space and all that stuff. Yeah. Like when people,
I've never seen a flat globe. I'm gonna go out on record and say that.
That map's pretty flat.
Well, people, another argument.
Good point.
They say maps came out first, and they were flat before globes. Ooh. We've had maps longer than we've had globes. So,
gosh, all those poor kids that have done those planet science projects with everything being
all
round.
Lies.
Gosh, you could have just done it all flat.
So there's no Mars. There's no Jupiter. There's no nothing.
There are
galaxies. Is that what they're telling us?
They're flat, too?
Yep.
All the planets are flat.
What if...
You guys, I don't even know why we're talking about it. He's been crazy.
It's just so intriguing that people.
It's intriguing how ignorant people are.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't, I always kind of wrote it off as like drugs and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But Shaquille doesn't strike me
as a
drug user, or a pot smoker or anything. Because I think,
There's a lot of gold bond, though.
This is based on movies I've seen where people smoke pot and they start really deep thinking.
Right.
And so, but Shaquille doesn't strike me.
I think it's a combination of arrogance and ignorance, because I think when you start to feel like you're the best at everything and you know everything, but you really don't, then you kind of chalk it up to like, I'm just...
And the internet
doesn't
help. No
one's going to question me. Yeah.
If you really want to learn, if you really want to think the Earth is flat and you go out there looking for the
Google
information...
Google Earth wasted so much money.
Oh, I know. The only way we can find out is if we go up in space, which will be our next family vacation.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, you wouldn't want to do that?
No, I would never want to go into space.
Oh. Wait,
you don't know that about me? No, I'm terrified of space. I don't like it.
Oh.
I don't like space movies. I don't like space.
Star Wars? We do have the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next, Kelly.
We do. I will talk a little bit about the weekend box office.
Okay.
Big Al was, talking about how Beauty and the Beast was released this weekend. And boy, if you went to the movies, the odds were this was the one you saw. We'll talk about that and more in the Showbiz Top 5.
And three more names.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Political Al over here.
All right.
Fake news.
That's all I know about. That's all I know about it. That's it, right there.
All right. We called out three names, and we got one to call back. You guys, we're 2-for-2 so
Yay.
Far on Beat the Bank.
Sweet.
Now that it's back, Donna Monette Or is it Monet?
Hey.
Hey. Hey, Donna.
How you doing?
I am Donna. Hi.
Hi. You are, yeah, you're Donna all the way.
What are you doing right now, Donna?
I'm at work.
There you go.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I work for a car dealership.
There you go.
Al's in the market of selling cars right now.
Yeah, I got a couple for sale.
Yeah.
Come on in.
All right, I will.
Trade them in, Al.
Yeah.
Get yourself
more cars.
Deal. Yeah, that's what I need.
More cars is what you need. Hey, Donna, did you hear about the new little twist we have going on with Beat the Bank?
No.
You didn't.
It's exciting stuff.
Well, listen to this.
I have boxes, Donna.
Yeah, Jenna's got three boxes over there.
I have three locked boxes in front of me.
They're safe.
Okay.
They're safe deposit boxes. Now, the rules are going to be the same where the banker is going to be in there with you. He's going to be increasing the amount the longer you stay in there. But he might all of a sudden say safe deposit box.
He may or may not.
We don't know. It's all random.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to say stop at that point, you will get to pick between 1, 2, or 3. Those are your three numbers.
Yeah, you just choose a number. We don't know what's in them, but one of them has $3,000 in there.
Potentially.
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Yeah.
Up to $3,000 in cash.
If you're feeling frisky, you just say stop on the safe deposit box. We open one. But the thing is, one might have nothing.
Right.
So.
Oh, gee. Okay.
Or you can continue going on with your dollar amounts, okay? Right. It's up to you.
All right.
You got all that?
Sounds good.
Okay. Now, even if the vault goes all the way up to 1,000, you have to yell stop.
You'll have to say stop.
The door is still going to close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it?
All right,
Donna.
Don't be nervous. Okay, we're going to win a lot of money here. Let's get ready. Let's go inside the vault and let's play
Beat the Bank!
$190 $220 $410 $450 $490 $520 $570 610 750
Stop.
Yeah, oh. Donna. Man, you have earned the steal.
$50, which is what I had the first time
around.
Yeah,
you did.
But this time I was thinking box.
Number two.
Box number two.
You went with box number two.
That's just what I was thinking. Hey, you got out with $750, girl.
What are you going to do with $750, Donna?
Oh, my God. I'm
going to
go shopping.
Yeah. Get yourself a dress or something. What? Maybe a purse?
Shoot, anything with that amount of money.
A car?
I saw a pair of tennis shoes yesterday that cost over $700.
Don't buy those, Donna.
I'm not going to buy those.
You don't need those, though.
Don't buy those, Donna.
I'm not going to buy those.
No, you could buy so much stuff with $750. Hey, Donna, just for fun, you already got your money. We're going to get you all set up. We want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's check it.
$790 $860
Oh my goodness.
Right, that's the one right there. Here we go.
Hey! Yeah! Oh! You got most of it, Donna. Well done.
Way to go, Donna.
Thank you so much.
Well, you are so welcome.
No safe deposit box on this turn right there.
No.
Donna played it right. Donna, enjoy your money, okay?
Thank you so much.
Hold on for us. We'll get you all set
Hey, Donna,
up.
Let me ask Donna one quick question.
Hold on, Donna. We'll come back. What's up?
Donna, just one quick question. When they say, I got to go check with my manager to see if I can get this deal done, do they really do anything in the car salesman, or do they just go back there to the break room for a minute and come back?
Yes, I think they do. They do.
They go to the manager?
All right.
Yep, they do.
Are you obligated to tell us that?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
All right, Donna. Thank you. Hold on.
Yeah, because they do. I don't know where they go.
That's kind of fishy, man.
And you see the manager walk by, and you're like, hey, I thought you were talking to the manager.
Let me go work on these numbers.
Yeah, let me go see. Like, just work on it right here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Now you got to get manager's approval. That's above his pay grade.
Yeah.
All right. I used to be a car salesman.
You didn't make it through the day one of training.
Then why would you ask? Yeah.
He fell asleep during the training video, and they fired him.
You got fired during training?
Yes.
That's a true story.
So you've always been napping.
You and Corinne from The Bachelor.
You've been napping since you were a baby.
I've been napping. I had to work the night before valet parking cars.
Uh-huh.
Did you nap then?
No. Couldn't nap.
You ever nap in someone's car?
No. I'm pretty sure I didn't do that.
I thought you were the origin of I woke up in a new Bugatti. If you want to sign up, go to KidNation.com. And remember, even if you signed up in the past, You still have to sign up. We're getting a lot of questions like, do I have to sign up every session of
Beat
the Bank?
No.
Just once will do.
Just one time. One and done.
And then we'll play again tomorrow. Same time, 720 and 820 Central. Hopefully somebody will finally get to pick one of the safe deposit boxes right there.
There you go.
Because we didn't get to check them out today.
Michael Jordan took naps.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln took naps.
That's
Thank
right.
you.
And I'm in trouble for napping.
Thank you. Michael Jordan took naps. And look how great he was.
He was great.
And Abraham Lincoln. All right, I'm in good company, y'all.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning at 1:30.
Why did you wake up so early this morning?
No idea. Been up ever since, though.
What'd you do?
I stayed awake for a minute.
Yeah.
I walked Curtis. And then I said, then it was by the time it was almost 3 o'clock. I said, well, I'm going to go ahead. If I'm not up by 3:15, I'm just going to stay up. And I wasn't up by 3:15, so I stayed up. And I didn't do anything. I wrote some Beat the Bank raps.
You should Facebook Live like Kelly when you're up that late.
I'm telling you, I thought I was going to have a Kelly last night. Sometimes Sunday's hard for me to like adjust back and I want to go to bed. Because you guys may not know this about me. I go to bed like real early during the week these days. Like early.
7?
Like sometimes I'll get in bed at 7:30.
But
I thought I was going to have a Kelly last night. It was 10. It was 11. So I put my phone down. I laid there and you know what I did?
What?
Took really deep breaths. And
did
I fell
work?
Asleep. I did, but it took me like 30 minutes of deep breathing.
Yeah.
But I just laid there angry and I just went, breathe, breathe. And I fell asleep.
Do you think you made yourself faint, possibly?
Hyperventilating?
Yeah. Would that be a good idea? No.
No, I don't think so. I think you need to be conscious when you go to sleep.
No, I didn't. Fainting would be a lack of oxygen, right?
Yeah, but
no, I did not faint.
You probably don't want to stay asleep.
I didn't make myself faint.
Did you?
I don't care. I fell asleep.
I don't think I've ever fainted. Have you ever fainted, Kelly?
Yes, I have fainted.
Yeah, I've fainted.
I faint all the time. I'm like one of those goats that faints.
Yeah, yeah. You're like the Mr. Faint.
I fainted on a guy's day out. Like,
I didn't know what you were about to say right there.
I fainted on my boyfriend.
No, well, we went to a hockey. No, yeah. Yeah, that could have been bad. We went to a hockey game with all the guys from the office, and I freaking fainted.
You fainted at the hockey
game.
I remember that.
Worst of all, I was standing next to Russ face, and I had to turn to him.
Did he catch you?
Are you fainting on Russ's?
I had the face? I handed him my beer, and I
you
said,
knew it was coming.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. I said, Russ, hold my beer. And he just looked at me weird. And next thing I know, I have paramedics staring at me.
So you can feel a faint before you faint?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel it coming. And then...
Did you sit down at least? That's what you're supposed to do so you don't hit your head?
Yeah, I started sitting down so I didn't hit my head. And then I just wake up and everybody's surrounding you. And then you just hear the murmurs of, oh, you got too drunk. Look at that drunk. So everybody thought I was overserved.
Yeah.
But no, I just faint.
I know
Since
Nick,
I was little.
Nick fainted in the shower one time. Our Nick.
Yeah, he was very sick.
Yeah, fainted in the shower one time, which is scary because, A, you're naked.
Yeah.
And B, you're going
to
hit your head on something, you know, hard, like the wall or the floor.
Yeah, I was waiting in line for the bathroom in third grade, and we used to play where you'd, I don't want to get anybody ideas, but you could force yourself to pass out.
Which is really bad. You could die from
And I did it, but you were supposed to do it for the head rush, and then, you know, you'd wake up, but I did it too long. I was in third grade, and I remember I was doing it, and then I opened my eyes, and I'm on the floor, and everything is kind of like this, everything's black, and then it suddenly kind of comes into focus, and everybody's just staring at me. And Mrs. Carlson made me go back to my room and wouldn't let me go to the bathroom.
Well, look at
that
you.
That was my punishment.
Look at you for participating, though.
Yeah,
you did something that all the kids did, and you did it.
That's why you became the bit killer, because you fainted.
You fainted.
I got punished.
Yeah, you got punished
for it. I had to hold my pee.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.